Coast 93.1. Okay, yeah, I'll just go ahead and acknowledge that this was poorly planned. I thought maybe we could squeeze a topic in before the secret sound.
No, 100% focused.
No. No, everyone calling is going, is it time for the secret sound? No!
Somebody's got wants to get
got a few
that.
More
Come
seconds.
On.
Well, okay, so what we were talking about was it's the way that you can turn down someone for sex and have it not hurt your relationship.
Okay.
Because, you know, if it happens a lot, it's like he never really wants to do it with me, you know?
Right.
Or she never really seems to be interested, and now I'm feeling bad about myself and I'm not fulfilled and blah, blah, blah. So here's what it says to do.
Okay.
Okay. It says if you want to turn sex down and not have it hurt your relationship, you have to reassure your significant other that you still love them and you're still attracted to them. You just don't want to do it right now.
Okay.
So let's role play.
Okay. Am I the cold fish?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Did we get that one too?
Oh, great.
Hold on, okay. I got to write down what time the Moo Moo one happened. What was that, about 7:04? let's see. And it's been 7:10. Eva says, am I the cold fish? Okay.
All right, I got it. Let me get my mojo going. Okay. Tuna's not a fish.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so go ahead and turn me down. Come on, honey, let's do it.
Oh, no. Not tonight.
Not tonight?
No.
Why?
Yeah, I'm just not feeling it right now. Oh, I have to. Never mind. Oh, honey.
See, you messed it up already.
Well, wait a minute. I forgot that I have to reassure
you. You messed it up
you.
Already.
I forgot I had to reassure you.
I'm just
you.
Not feeling it right now. Okay, let's try this again.
Okay. Hi, honey.
Hey, let's, you know, there's some time before bed. Let's get naked.
Oh, God, you are the hottest man in the world, and it just kills me to say this, but I am so tired tonight. I mean, can I lick you all over tomorrow night?
Okay.
Are you walking away happy? Okay. What's wrong?
Hold on.
What? What?
7-Eleven, lick you all over.
Okay, but did you walk away happy? Come on.
I guess that wasn't that bad. But now you have to follow through tomorrow night. Because if you don't, you know what I mean? You don't lick me all over.
I know. Oh, God, look at the sores. That's
if you don't want really. Me to scream, keep that tongue where it is.
Look at my herpes sores back tonight. Oh, shoot.
What?
We got to postpone that, baby.
Well, where did you get that? You keep turning me down and saying that tomorrow's licking day. Where'd you get that thing?
Oh, it must have been the bad potatoes I ate.
You know what? You know what? I'm not even going to say that that doesn't make any medical sense, because if there were someone to get infected with herpes by a potato... It would be you. it would be you. You could come in here with some big infected bump on your lip, and I'd be like, well, I mean, that's not so great, but at least you got something. And be like, no, it was a
right,
it was a potato.
Okay.
The FDA is now investigating me because I'm the first case of herpes by potato ever.
Oh, God. All right.
Not only did I go off my keto diet.
To eat the
But
potato.
Look what I got.
Yeah.
And not even in a fun way.
I know, right?
Coast 93.1.